I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. Our resolution seeks to enhance board diversity by expanding beyond representation from the corporate executive world, which is what J.P. Morgan's 10-member panel exclusively consists of. The company claims they're sufficiently diverse. The company points to four women, one of them black, on its board and calls it good. However, those on the board, who of course are all accomplished people, are all top-level corporate managers and executives. Some members are literally ranked on so-called most powerful lists. The problem is when you build your board that way, you create an insular club. And with a too-big-to-fail New York City bank like J.P. Morgan, that insularity can cause leadership to drift into questionable decisions that are out of step with the nation of people you primarily serve. As one example, at the outset of the Russia-Ukraine war, J.P. Morgan, like many other U.S. corporations, made a big deal about how it was unwinding investments in Russia. This is commendable, but how about doing something really brave, like seriously confronting a far larger global threat, like China? After all, China has crushed all free speech in Hong Kong, communist leaders are engaging in genocide and organ harvesting of Uyghurs, and Xi Jinping has vowed to, quote, smash to pieces so-called separatists in Hong Kong and Taiwan. China also plants spies in our research universities and steals our patented technologies, among other sins. But how does J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon handle Chinese communist leaders? He sends them a groveling apology for saying he believed J.P. Morgan would outlast their communist party. Here's another example. J.P. Morgan has also said it is, quote, committed to align key sectors of our financing portfolio with the goals of the Paris Agreement, end quote. If this is a key posture of the board, how about adding an actual climate scientist to the board who understands that the Paris Agreement is just a political document that is totally devoid of science? The Paris Agreement is a treaty that was never ratified by the U.S. Senate, which allows China to keep polluting by burning more coal and oil, which they're doing, while the U.S. cuts back its fossil fuel production. For those Americans not privileged and wealthy enough to be on J.P. Morgan's board, the resulting record high gas prices we're seeing are a financial disaster. And J.P. Morgan's Paris Agreement-inspired attitude towards the oil and gas industries are part of the problem. Gas and oil developers are not increasing production due to the Biden administration's hostility and because big banks' lending policies are out of touch. Diversifying J.P. Morgan's board may help to realign the company's priorities with those of everyday Americans and not China's.